Welcome to Floating Nifty Podcast.
Thank you.
Wow, Noah is just looking at me very intensely.
He's really excited.
I am Shouwen.
I'm John.
And I'm Noah.
Okay, stop giving
me... Are you?
giving me that weird look. So, what the heck?
The look of an excited student.
I'm excited, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to say anything, you know, inappropriate.
Try not to.
I'm trying to get in the mind headspace of a child.
Okay, try not to, please.
I feel like children say a lot of inappropriate things.
I'm trying to get in the headspace of a toddler.
There you go.
Okay. Can't so anyway.
Yet. Okay, sorry.
This is our comeback. Is there such a thing? Comeback episode 2.
We're just recording again.
Yeah. So season 3?
I have no idea which season.
Season 2.5.
What are we doing today?
Today, let's follow up with Cups question. So in last episode, we talked about, you know, people ask us, we do Kung Fu Tea at home. Like, I do Kung Fu Tea at home. And I'm doing solo, drink tea at home. Kung Fu tea, what kind of cups should I use? And we try out like pretty big coffee mugs, a pretty big glass, and then a porcelain cup or stoneware cup, I would say, that is more appropriate for the size. And then we started to do smaller cups. Our result, like, you guys taste the teas and you like it into tiny small cups. And I think in the end of the episode, you say something really nice. Kung Fu tea is developed to use smaller teaware plus smaller teacups. So let's follow that through. Even though if you're at home drinking tea alone, it's okay to do 2 to 3 cups.
And we actually find that it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we find.
That's what we like. Right. And so let's develop from that. So you say, well, Shouwen, I have 3 different cups at home. Excellent. 3 different small cups at home. Excellent. Because you know what learning is to me? It's not that I'm like every day sitting there and I try to like nerd it out all the time. And then I try to study, which I do. But I don't like really like, how do I put it? It's only sometimes that they say, oh, I'm going to put 2 different cups today and then try out the difference. So let's build on from that. Then today, let's say you are at home and you have 2 different sizes of different shapes of teacups. It does make your tea taste different. And we're going to use the tea that John, that you drink at home very often, milk and honey oolong today.
Fun.
Ooh.
And then you tell me.
Yummy.
Oh, this is a good choice for this.
Yeah. You tell me what is the feeling from a taller cup.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the feeling of this exactly the same tea from a wider teacup,
mm-hmm.
wider opening teacup?
Yeah,
because we are gonna build from that again.
Milk and honey oolong, yummy.
Okay,
this is fun. I really feel like I don't have an idea of which one I'll like better.
Yeah, and then like what you like doesn't, you know, just mean that you notice stuff. It fit into your personality, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You like that feeling of a certain size cup. Different, not size, I'm sorry. Be myself. Different shape
mm-hmm.
of teacups does offer you a different feeling on the same liquid.
Different presentation,
for
and,
sure.
Yeah, true.
Do I get to do the 2?
Yes.
Yay!
That's why I give you 2 sets. And I'll just, you guys give me feedback.
What if we disagree?
It's okay.
What's going to happen to us?
I'm going to be right.
No, because he actually liked different teacups from me.
That's actually true, yeah.
Yeah, you notice we use different shapes of shapes of cups at mm-hmm. the shop. Yeah, he likes certain cup, and I like a different cup.
Right. You ever see whose head is bigger? That means the brain is bigger. We don't know.
Yeah, I do feel like this one is good because, like, it genuinely could be a come down to preference.
Oh, yeah, actually. I was just joking before I said
that. Yeah, oh, you were joking?
It does come down to preference.
You are joking?
I was joking.
You are?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Smart. I don't think Noah jokes about stuff.
Hey, stop it.
We're going to do a advertisement again, even though we don't all sell right. these. Sunny bodies, especially for the classes.
Thanks, Sunny.
Thank you, Sunny.
so you guys get to use it too. Very good, very good.
Same.
She's like, God damn, you guys are crazy.
I drank this tea this morning.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice.
Turned out pretty well.
Very good student.
Thank you. And I drank Dongding this afternoon.
Oh, very good student.
Usually it's, actually that's usually how I do it.
Mocha honey in the morning?
Or if I'm at home. In the yeah, if I'm at home. If I'm at work, I'll do Dongding in the morning.
Oh, and John, also if you have questions, write them down and we'll try to answer it here.
Just message me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think in our episodes, we're going to answer people's questions.
Yeah, sounds good.
Or like questions actually people have a lot in our tea sessions now. Tea classes, people ask really wonderful questions and then we'll express them here too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, in the episodes. To the online audience to be able to see. Here you go, go down with it.
It's time.
Enjoy.
Which one are we starting with?
Smell good, huh?
Smells good.
Mm.
Liking the scent better out of the narrower cup.
Mm.
Okay. Noah's ahead of me.
It's okay.
You like this one better overall.
Mm-hmm. I like this one better overall. Yeah.
Fool! I've foiled your plot.
Okay. Be quiet. Why? It's okay. We'll do it twice. You can change your mind, actually.
I'm just joking. You whatever you say.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something cool.
Fool, you think that's cool?
Yeah, like a super villain. Anyway, I want to see what John has to say.
Or maybe you don't need to pick which cup you like. Just say your experience with these two, and then later pick which cup you like according to the experience.
I feel like this one is
the tall,
skinny one is. I feel like this one is spreading more clearly for me, but perhaps the kind of the texture of it is softer
in the wider cup.
Yeah.
Mm. How about you, Noah, your experience? It can be different. It's okay.
Yeah. I feel like it's,
In this cup, it's more intense.
The tall, skinny cup is more intense.
Yeah. And it's also more lively.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, like the it brings out more of the tail, like the aftertaste, is more consistent throughout the entire, like within the development. Right. First you taste it, and then there's this thing. And sometimes, like with this cup, when I taste it.
The wide cup, if people are not watching.
Yeah.
The wide cup, when it gets towards the aftertaste or the tail part of the development, it like doesn't quite have the same... bandwidth. However, the initial hit, because it's not quite so in the middle of my mouth, it gets more spread out all over the place.
But maybe mention a cup if people are not watching.
The narrow cup is made out of a better material. That's something to remember. The narrow cup is made out of a more, I don't know, hand-processed kind of a porcelain. It's like a thicker kind of a porcelain. It's also a vintage cup from the 80s. And when you touch it and feel it, it's a softer feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's almost more, this one is more like glassy
Yeah.
Or even a little bit, dare I say, plasticky in comparison. Mm. Not like it's made of plastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one almost has like a not fuzzy, but like softer kind of a feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drinking the tea, I notice, the texture is more like evolving and changing out of the quality cup.
Mm-hmm.
However, I know from my history of tea drinking that I like this shape better.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like what it does in the beginning a lot better than this cup.
Mm-hmm.
However, the fragrance off the top of this one is more, because it's more intense, it's, because that kind of shape intensifies not just the taste, but also the aroma.
Yeah.
It's kind of more fun to play with the aroma off of this one. Mm-hmm. Unless you get really close to this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it really is almost, so it's totally a preference.
Yeah.
Like,
it is a preference.
I think it sounds like, you know, I think both of them are good for drinking this tea out of. They're both like provide an interesting, like good experience.
Yep.
So definitely, yeah.
Both are decent cups.
Yeah, both are solid cups.
Yeah.
Yeah, both are solid cups.
Yeah.
This is the narrower cup is a nicer cup.
Mm-hmm.
So it also affects the experiment a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, I like the way that you described just like the liveliness of, like for me, I like that it's like, oh yeah, here we go. You know, like I enjoy that experience of it.
Like if I could have a cup that had that full expression in the tail, but it hit wider in the first place,
mm-hmm.
I would be stoked. Which
yeah.
I do, so I am stoked every day.
And then you might change your preference.
That's true.
Because we noticed you know, our teachers that for a while, because we watch what they use too.
Mm-hmm.
So in tea learning, you watch and you perceive and you watch in. So I always say there's external eyes and there's internal eyes. You watch inside. So I watch our Charcoal Roast Master 1 year. I said, teacher, why do you like white cups this much? And then so he handed me one, said, try it.
Mm.
And he said, the liquid really spread.
Yeah.
And he said he likes that feeling. I said, oh yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn. You see something, you ask, and then they let you experience it.
But now he's not using the white.
Now he's not using
now he's not
it.
Using
he
it
changed
anymore.
His mind. he used a size that is more
close to that one, but
more neutral.
More
a little bit open.
Yeah,
open.
in between these two. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Actually,
maybe that's the perfect way to balance the two.
Yeah.
Is to have one that's perfectly in between.
There is actually there's a shape that's kind of like in between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a shape.
That's really good.
Like that one.
Rotom bay.
No.
Almost like this one.
I like it when it has a like the flange lip on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a shape that's kind of like the one that she has, except where it's a flange lip on the outside.
I gotcha.
And there was that design in Qin Dynasty, if I'm not mistaken. And then the story went that the design was so good when they pour hot tea over it, and even when they hold it, it doesn't hurt their hands at all.
Whoa.
And the emperor was really pleased with that. So the cup has a very specific name.
Is that one called Ruochenbei?
Ruochen, I think. Ruochenbei. Something like that. Yeah. And then that some people do think that's the best kind of a shape of a teacup to drink tea from. Mm.
Also, it depends on what kind of tea you're drinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you want a lot of intensity, say like the same tea.
Right,
if you want a lot
right.
of intensity, then, you know.
For sure,
or
yeah.
Or like it's a cold day versus a hot day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could definitely, we'll do the second one. I was just saying like after
one.
That first one, I could definitely imagine some teas that I would really, really like out of this wider cup.
Mm.
And it might be this one, but yeah, that first round,
but
I really
enjoyed always
that
notice
first.
The difference what you are using at home,
mm-hmm.
even out of what you are using, then you build on from that, you know? Yeah.
Now the tea's a little more open.
Oh, man.
Difference is even more obvious, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and just notice the difference. As I said, I'm not trying to prove that which one is better. Yeah. It's serious. The differences then become your preferences. Mm-hmm. But know that there are differences.
Yeah.
I wish we had a stoneware cup here, but we don't. A small stoneware cup, but we don't. Because that would be an interesting experiment.
Mm. Yeah, now this one is... I feel like this one...
It's growing on you.
Yeah.
Why?
Just the... Like the movement in the mouth. Maybe I wasn't seeing it the first time. As much. It definitely, it doesn't have the like kind of... Yeah, the like... I don't know, the like... like this one is very like... You can, it's like, I'm here, you know. And I think that I was drawn to that on the first steep because it was like already, like going. There was, we were like, you know, it was like out of the gate hot.
Mm.
But now in the second steeping, and I remember, I did say on the first one that, that the texture of this one kind of was like a little nicer to me.
Mm.
And now I feel like this one is also adding the nice kind of spread.
Mm.
Whereas this one kind of is more like...
Yeah, this way, yes.
Yeah, it stays kind of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I'm such a fool.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Actually, I do stand by that first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was...
This is an excellent cup.
It's a good cup.
Yeah, to me... I do really like how this one spreads out in the mouth, the shape of it, but the this one, if you're comparing them like directly, like which one is objectively better, because of the material, the broth, not only now that the initial intensity is a little bit stronger because the leaves are more open, you can also feel more of like a vibration. Within the first hit as well as as the tail.
Yeah, I like the way you said it about kind of the tail, like where these cups are catching this tea, like in kind of more in the tail or more in the front, and just like how that can kind of, it's just a nice visualization for me to imagine.
Yeah, so notice the difference and notice what actually you like.
Yeah.
So what if the person likes things more intense, then they might pick this kind of, this taller, narrow cup. And the person who like the things more smooth, more widespread in, they will like the wider cup, for example.
Well, you're playing with different teas, like say you're going to drink charcoal dongding.
Yeah.
You want it to be like, really, you know, really satisfying right there. But... So you might choose this cup, but maybe you're drinking a really nice, soft, gentle tea and you want to be able to feel how it fills your entire mouth.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it brings in that kind of subjective, artistic expression part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would just say that people, if you have like 2-3 different shapes of teacups, congratulations. Really try to see, even within the same tea, try to see the differences. And then if you consistently, they say, today I'll assume John, you consistently like to use a wider open cup for now. Because for us, it's all about going deeper. They say, out of the three different shapes of a cup, you play at home constantly and you notice the difference, you notice, and then try to go into the details, not just difference. Like later, like just like what Noah could do, notice the difference from the beginning, middle, and the end, and then pick like one that you like overall. Then try to explore that shape, because hey, you know what? Why there are cups that cost you $3 and there's cup that cost you $300? So you need to also know a little bit of quality and then see if I can make that happen for you today, John. So this next one will be only for you. That I will. Because I cannot force it. You can drink out of his cup.
That's okay.
So Here I have three different wide open bluefish cups.
Koi,
whatever.
That's what I call them on the website, at least.
I'm going to get this one wrong.
No, that's not right or wrong.
Yeah.
They're actually from three different materials.
Wow.
Right? Different clay materials. And see if you can notice which one, hopefully you can notice which one is a little bit better. How about this?
Okay.
Because that's one of the cups that is more expensive.
And if I get it wrong, they're going to throw me out the window.
We'll cut this second half of podcast. No. It's all good. Doesn't mean
no, it's good if I'm wrong, too.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Whether I'm wrong or right.
Yeah. Exactly. It really doesn't mean we are right all the time. It's called learning.
Yeah, it's called learning. That's what we're doing in here.
Yeah.
The thing is that the materials come from three different places, you know, the person is dug in three different places. So like maybe one person that is deciding the price is like, this material is really good, but you're going to be like, no, I think it's better from subterranean Svatsgenetchika Vania.
What?
Yes.
Very good.
I agree.
Isn't this fun?
This is fun.
Yeah,
this one's going to be
so
the most.
So relax about it. It's not like we are in a shop and then just like oh, wow. So like intensely like try to figure out everything. Just like when there's something in front of you, just simply pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. This way of learning is actually faster than if you don't pay attention and doesn't have that curiosity. You can have three different cups in front of you and you don't have that curiosity. Then you'll
have the fear of Noah buzzing me.
No worries. I was just being a jerk before.
No,
stop being a jerk.
No, I need the buzz. It's how we learn. It's how we get better. You need like
In Taiwan they don't buzz you. In Taiwan they just don't even say anything.
They just
and then everyone
walk away in disappointment.
They're just like
not dumb, just like you
don't know you.
Yeah, they are just like, oh, you are, okay.
Everyone knows. Yeah. So this is not like that, don't worry. We're very gentle here.
Yeah, sure.
It's not true for the audience back home. Actually, yeah, it is.
It looks so pretty.
Yeah, this is exciting. It feels so wrong to have three cups and to have them all be mine. And there's three people here.
It's all for you, John.
Wow, what great teachers you are. If only you could have some.
Don't give him this pressure.
I'm sorry.
Delicious tea.
Does it smell different?
Mm.
I'm gonna smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I like middle one the best, the smell.
Oh, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
When he's got his spit in there, it's all going to taste different. When it's my pizza, when it's my Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Yeah. No, don't worry. We're going to get F. Young tonight. Let him focus.
Sorry.
Stop talking about Taco Bells.
I think I want to say this one.
You like
that
one?
Has the nicest kind of like spread to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm waiting for the buzzer.
No, don't worry. Seriously, I just want to hear what you have to say about it. Because I haven't done all three of these before.
Yeah, we haven't done three. Mm-hmm. And we're going to also like just like rotate the cups and do it blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this one kind of was the most, had that most kind of liveliness.
Are the differences like obvious or not so obvious? Like,
I mean, I think it got a little bit muddled because I was like drinking them really fast and going one from the other.
Mm.
So it's possible I'm just going based on like that first sip of each one.
Mm.
Yeah, I just feel like this one had a good
spray,
kind of like presence to it. Mm. I don't know.
Cool. Yeah, because the glass is gonna. Well, we did the glass in the previous episode, I guess.
Yeah.
It'd be really obvious, right? But these are gonna be pretty subtle.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
The same exact shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same size.
Mm-hmm.
Exact size.
Just the material is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they got the porcelain from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel the differences for sure in them.
Cool. We'll do a second time.
Okay.
Yeah, so you feel more familiar
with it. Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes
yeah.
The first round is like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Even not, like, you don't have to choose, like, I like this one the best, but maybe
yeah.
You could even talk a little bit
yeah.
About
that.
Yeah,
what's the difference?
Yeah,
yeah, I should talk about each one yeah. Before I start sipping on the other one.
yeah. Because sometimes it's just like blind tasting, like me with High Mountain Oolong, when I decide something, then it's going to impact all the rest mm-hmm. of my judgments.
Yeah.
And my clear, it kind of cloud my mind.
Yeah.
So if you just go in from like, just objectively say, this cup have a really nice taste, it doesn't spray as much or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's objective.
Yeah, like
it's objective.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, when I go in to do the High Mountain blind tasting, which I did like 5 times this year, because we're doing them in here as like a class, I had a really hard time not like, because I would pop up in my head, oh, this is Ali-san, whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
this tea
and there's that tea and boom.
And I had to go in and be like, okay, you're not being helpful right now.
Yeah.
Let's sit on that. Like, I understand what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but let's just go in and objectively watch each one and then kind of like, because there is an objective experience happening inside of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think in this case, then if you have the pressure of choosing the best
the right
cup,
one?
Yeah, the right one.
See, there's no right one. They're just from different companies.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's actually gonna cloud your other judgments because you have the pressure of like, oh, that one is the best. It must be the best.
I think about it like this. Think about this. You're like the big boss, and you're tasting. The porcelain.
I'm the big boss.
Yeah, you're the big boss,
oh.
And you're tasting
realized.
Porcelain from 3 different places.
Yeah.
And then you have to make the decision of what you're going to put into production a million of these cups.
Yeah. Pressure. That's all. Different
kind of
pressure,
though. Different kind of pressure. Like, no, there's not a right one, right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is like for John's teacup shop, this is what represents what I think is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a creative name.
John's tea shop.
Very much.
All right. From the top.
Yeah, just say how you feel about each cup, how about that? And then you don't care what you like the most and which cup is more expensive because you didn't buy any of these.
I'm so excited.
He's like leaning over.
Who is that?
Okay.
And maybe watch how it spread and watch how finish. Finish
mm-hmm.
is extremely important
yeah.
in a tea development. Like, what is the finish of this tea?
Yeah.
Does it have any, is it weak, is it strong? Basically, watch those things.
Yeah, this one does have a pretty long finish. It's got a little bit of a spread. I can feel it kind of like on the sides here.
Mm. And then of course texture,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Drink this one next.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, also rotate the sequence.
Yeah, I don't want to do the same order.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting quite a bit of a kind of like salivation on this one, actually.
Mm.
And a good kind of soft texture on that one.
Mm.
Pretty good finish on it too.
Mm.
Not as much spread on this one this time. Yeah, I'm not feeling this one as much like kind of on the sides here.
Mm.
Yeah, this one didn't have as much life as it did the first time.
Mm.
One of these two, maybe on the second round. Maybe this one was pretty nice this last time.
Mm.
Had a good spread and a good, just like kind of a good overall kind of feeling to it.
Mm. That was beautiful. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
That's what tea is all about.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like it's a meditation, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like seeing exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just clarity. Like live.
Yeah, live.
And then just be with it and know that when you make a mistake, then you make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you don't. And you just stay with the moment. And it's that seriously one of the most difficult things to do in tea, as I told you, when I do blind tasting on High Mountain Oolong, man, I just like identify a quality on that tea, and I say, oh, that's the one. That, this
you start
must
imagining.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. and then later I start to imagine the next tea, and I start to imagine the following tea, because I deeply believe when this tea hit me that way, then it must be that tea,
mm-hmm.
and then there's no way for me to see its other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I try to fit in all the qualities and what I look at the tea and then the impact all the rest. And so when you have a stress to pick up the best cup from the beginning, that you identify the middle cup is the best cup.
Yeah.
And you are going to find other things to put in your thoughts to the other two cups.
I think I was like the scent on this one. When I first, that first round was so immediate to me that I possibly had developed, had a thought. And I also like, I think it was much better
really
for
quick,
me
yeah.
to drink the whole cup of each one because I think I was a little bit losing sight of that. Like I wasn't able to watch the whole thing develop and then move to the next one and then let it develop and then move to the next one. Instead, I was just like...
Yeah.
You know, slurping all of them.
Yeah.
But it's really, I will say that it's still like, it's very subtle for me still. Like, it's definitely, like, I don't feel like a great deal of confidence in like the difference between these two. But for that kind of final finish and just like getting a kind of a greater picture of it. But it certainly was not like, oh yeah, this one is so much better than that one. And maybe it would be for you guys just because you have, you know, obviously a ton more experience. But this is definitely not like the glass experiment where it was like,
different.
Oh no, like get rid of that.
Yeah, very different. They're all decent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part of this is just to say, as long as you have a decent quality of white porcelain, I think it's a pretty safe bet with if you're going to drink good quality tea at home.
Yeah.
Like, even if this one's coming out at number three for this cup, for whatever reason, for this brew, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just amazing how kind of like different it was from the first cup to the second and just how like that was like this one. And it almost makes me wonder that like, maybe it wasn't all that different, but this was kind of the one that I went into it thinking this is the one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And once I reset my expectations a little bit, it was a little bit easier for me to see what was happening more clearly with this cup.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So I think the point of this episode is that, you know, use what you have at home, different shapes of teacups, and then try to notice the difference in different shapes. And then when you identify a shape that you possibly prefer at this moment of your tea journey, then go deeper with it. You know, try to explore, you know, like basic material, a slightly better material, or even 2+ better materials, because better materials are gonna offer you a different nuance. And a good tea does have a lot of nuances. And so when you were able to see, you will become sharper and faster to see the differences. Mm-hmm. And what you were doing today, seriously, as Noah said, is extremely beautiful, because that's how you are gonna figure it at home. And you say, well, I'm not as experienced as you guys. That's why we feel the same when we go see teachers. We are not as experienced, not even close to the speed and the capacity they can offer. But what is good is we also try to figure out over here, and then when we go see them, and then when they point something out to us, it becomes really clear.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, yes, Yes. Oh my God, I'm going to go home and practice those.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we are doing that to you, right? So maybe when we have off time, then we are going to compare that. So I can maybe find a bigger guy one. And then we are going to do 6 cups. And so we can go in together. And then to see that, to like start to tune in what we notice differences. Today's all on your own. But then the next round will be we start to calibrate our experiences together and then help each other to notice, well, I've noticed this, you are not, I pointed out to you, sometimes you can actually see
it. Yeah.
That is a wonderful way of learning. Because when some people can see more and can do more, they will offer that to you to let you see more and do more.
Yeah.
And that's learning. So for me, you know, like people don't feel stressed out with this whole thing. I would say tea should be first, playful. Playful with your tea. But second, be curious. The only way you want to get better with tea is you are curious. And then the third, the most important thing is be here. So the next following episodes, we're going to talk about what is being here with your tea. We're going to go into those kind of a subject again. I think we talk about that in our season, whatever season we were on. 1.12. What is being here? And we are going to go a little bit in more details of different ways of being here with your tea and what that means to tea and how the tea will do back to you. Because that subject is extremely important to me.
Yeah.
So once again, be playful. Be curious. Yeah. And yes, you do solo tea at home. That's really good, but be curious. And then do drink tea with people who have more experience, because that's where you are gonna take a leap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's where a tea drinker can really take a leap, is drink tea with people who really knows more.
Yeah,
that would be my suggestion. So I hope people are...
Sounds like you're wrapping up, hold on.
Yeah, okay.
Can I tell them which one is the most expensive, the one we pay the most money for?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, of course. Dun, 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 dun. Very good, John. You see?
Only got it on the second try.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's already really good.
I mean, that's what I wanted to see.
What about these two, though?
Very equal. Very equal on the price.
Yeah, which one of these two do you like better?
I haven't done it. That's the honest answer. Yeah, we said we want to do it, but we just haven't found
out. This one and this one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we've done this one and this one before, but we've never done
not all three.
These ones. No, we haven't done these ones either.
Okay.
We haven't done all three either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's good.
So very good.
Yeah. You're the first. You're exploring your territory.
Yeah. And then when we find a quiet moment, we should let you two go in and maybe me too. Mm. But I don't think I have a guy one that can do three sets all at once. Yeah. Or maybe I can do 3 pool at the same time.
Mm.
In a sharing picture, and then we can all do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like once that mindset showed up for you, it's like, it actually, I was surprised how spot on it was.
Yeah.
To my own experience, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay. That's it, great. Right?
Yeah, that's great.
That was fun.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching or listening. We'll be back with being here.
Sounds good.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.